Hello, this is Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Jeremy Grant, Senior Vice President and Identity Solutions Analyst at the Stanford Group Company. We're going to talk about Digimarc selling its identification business to L1 and what this means for the ID industry. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here, Zach.
Appreciate you taking the time. Jeremy, first off, were you at all surprised by this announcement?
I was not so surprised by it, other than, you know, for L1 to essentially decide to purchase Digimarc was a bit of a sign that they recognized that they needed to up their own game in the driver's license business. But there's, you know, been, you know, talk that a number of potential companies could have, you know, tried to take out Digimarc at some point for the simple fact that they had about 70% of the driver's license market. And with some anticipated, you know, uptick in spending with Real ID coming forward, they were definitely a target, I think, on a number of companies' lists.
So Digimarc had kind of made it known that they were interested in getting rid of that part of the business?
I wouldn't say they so much had made it known. It was more as other companies were looking as to how they could potentially position themselves to do well in this business. Digimarc was sort of one of the logical acquisition candidates. You know, there really aren't that many pure-play companies in the space, and Digimarc's ID systems unit was really sort of the most attractive piece to tuck into a bigger organization like L1.
But I was curious, who's now going to compete with L1 in the driver's license market? Because it was basically L1 and Digimarc. Who else is out there?
Yeah, no, the two of them controlled about 90% of the market. You had the biggest state that has not been with either one of them is New York State, which has been with De La Rue for years. Virginia just signed up with Canadian Banknote. There's a small private company called Marquee ID that just won in New Hampshire and also, I think, has Hawaii. And then you've also got, I believe, Alaska and Arizona as a couple other holdouts who are either with smaller vendors or self-issuing. But, you know, driver's license market, I guess it sort of depends how you look at it. You know, my view of it is a lot of sort of the traditional systems integrators that have been more focused around Washington, D.C. Centric ID programs have stayed out of the driver's license market, in part because you had L1 and Digimarc really beating each other up on margins and competing very hard. So now that you've got, you know, those two merging, you're essentially taking one strong competitor out of the market. In my view, that you know, may actually attract some other competitors, you know, companies like Unisys, Accenture, Bearing Point, EDS, Lockheed Martin, you know, all that have got, you know, strong federal-focused ID businesses. Have looked at the states, you know, they might look at this as an opportunity to try to get in, particularly with Real ID perhaps changing the game a little bit in terms of what driver's license systems will entail.
With Real ID, that was kind of the thing that surprised me the most. With Real ID's coming up right around the corner, I would figure that Digimarc would kind of be looking at its chops saying, all right, we're going to be due to make some money here, get some dollars coming in because everybody's going to have to redo their license. And That's why I was sort of surprised to see that they would sell the business.
Yeah, the company definitely, I think you can say they sold a little bit before they would have gotten some of the uptick from Real ID that analysts like I had been looking for. You know, on the flip side, Digimarc's a company whose core was always in digital watermarking technology, not the identification business. They got into it back in 2001, you know, in large part because they thought it was another vertical that they could introduce the watermarking technology into. My take on that was it was an interesting strategy that didn't necessarily pan out. And while they did a pretty good job of actually overhauling what had been, you know, some pretty screwed up assets from Polaroid, who, you know, was the ID systems business who they bought to get into this space, were able to make money in it even. You know, it was never really the company's core focus. They were always focused much more around the intellectual property play. And I think when L1 came around with what, in my view, was a fairly fair offer, they decided this is a good chance to move on.
So did L1 get a good deal?
I think both L1 and Digimarc got a good deal. You know, I've been critical as an analyst who covers L1 that at times they've paid a little too much for acquisitions. I mean, the one that stands out the most is the fact that they paid around $800 million for Identix a couple years ago, which, you know, by both standards back then as well as today, is just an incredible number. But in Digimarc, you know, they actually made a good deal for themselves. They, you know, have set the goal that they want to be the dominant identity provider in the U.S., and driver's license is a key part of it. They were very much a distant number two, And, you know, they were able to structure this deal in a way that, you know, as we look at it, it should actually be accretive to them, meaning their EPS will go up from doing this, you know, despite the money in the stock that they put out there. So I view those as very good things.
Let's talk about L1 for a second. So, from my perspective, it's an interesting company. You know, having left the industry for a couple of years and came back, you know, I remember this company, Visage, and now it's L1, which is like, it seems like they're trying to build themselves up as a one-stop shop for any and all identification needs.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's been the goal. You know, it's, you know, Bob Lapenta, who, you know, was known to a lot of people as the CFO and one of the key L's in L3 Communications. When he left that company several years ago, was, you know, talking to Bob, and he was deciding what it was he wanted to do, and he looked around where there were different markets that were emerging within, would you look at it, the government technology space, and decided that identification was really going to be the next big thing. Saw a lot of small companies that were out there, each trying to, you know, to outcompete the other, but, you know, not many of them really had the scale or the scope to provide an end-to-end solution. You know, a lot of companies that could do one or two things good, not a lot of things good. So that, you know, was, I think in his view, made it, you know, very a market that was very much ripe for consolidation. And he both, you know, first by investing a tremendous amount of money in Visage and becoming their largest shareholder, and then engineering the acquisition of Identix, which caused him to rename the company to L1 Identity Solutions, got the company on a start to buying up really what was a very large number of assets in the identity space.
The fact that L1 owns so much different biometric, you know, has purchased so many different biometric companies, you know, Identix, Bioscript, Iridian, is this going to, like, the fact they own that, is it going to hurt others trying to get into to buy different pieces of the identification business? Like, is L1 going to be willing to you know, say, yeah, Northrop Grumman, you're competing for Illinois' driver's license, and you can use Iris technology. Is that going to be something that comes up, or is that not even a non-starter?
No, I think it's a good question, actually, Zach. And my take is, at least to date, while they've got a lot of technology, there aren't many places where they have a monopoly. Even in Iris recognition, where by an Iridian they brought, you know, some of the controlling patents around Iris. You know, a lot of the core patents have expired, and there's a lot of other vendors also doing things with Iris. So I don't know so much that you're looking at them being able to have things tied up. In some cases, I think where they would look at it is, you know, less of a monopoly and more they think they have the best technologies. I think in some cases they're the clear leader. In others, maybe they only have the second or the third best technology. And so there are, you know, other options that are out there, both for customers as well as for, you know, some of the channel partners like systems integrators who they work with. And, you know, in a key example, I think, was you saw an announcement from Lockheed Martin a few months ago that they had signed strategic relationships with both Cognitech on the face recognition side and Iratech on the Iris side. And, you know, my view on that was it was a bit of a message to L1 that, hey, you're out there and we'll work with you, but, you know, we're acknowledging there's other companies out there that also have this technology and we don't want to be tied just to you.
Good point. Jeremy, is there anything else about this deal or anything about this that's noteworthy from your perspective? Anything else?
I'll tell you, I think at least if you look at where Digimarc stock has been trading since the deal was announced, there's some skepticism, at least in the markets, that the deal goes forward. There's been, you know, the thought of potential antitrust concerns, since you'd have one company now that would control 90% of the driver's license market that could pop up. There's also, I think, always the question, especially in this sort of interesting economic environment, you know, whether the deal would go forward, because there's been some other, big deals that haven't. To be honest, I'm not really worried much about either of them on the, you know, economic side. You know, most of what L1 is going to be doing here is actually issuing new stock. They also have, you know, a little bit of cash they'll have to borrow, but, you know, given their capital structure, we don't think it'll be a big issue for it to close. And then on the antitrust side, you know, there's been more, you know, noise about that. But as we've been digging, you know, with you know, experts as well as some folks in the state market, we're not sure we're going to see a problem. You know, I think, for one, you know, don't look at driver's license as sort of a discrete market where it's the, you know, only thing like it. It's, you know, driver's license is just one area where identity solutions in general are being deployed. And that means, you know, the barrier to entry from a technology basis isn't particularly high. If you look at all the companies around the Beltway, you know, guys like Lockheed and Northrop and EDS who are doing, you know, frankly, much more sophisticated ID systems and driver's licenses, bringing that technology to a state isn't a big deal at all. You do have more, you know, institutional knowledge of the state market and things like that that could be an issue. But, you know, if you take a broader view of the identity solutions industry and just look at driver's licenses as one key part of it, I'm not really sure that you'll see a huge antitrust problem. And as I think I mentioned earlier, I think some competitors are looking at this and saying, this isn't a bad thing. If there's a company that has 90% of the market, there's going to be a need for natural competitors, and maybe we can, you know, this is finally our chance to get an entree into the states. So, you know, taking a look at all those factors, you know, I think it's something to watch, but I wouldn't be overly concerned unless you start to see, say, you know, a bunch of governors start to make a lot of political noise about how they don't want this deal to happen. Then they could get away from standard antitrust law and really get into more of a political debate, which in an election year, you know, hold on to your hats. Who knows what could happen.
Sounds like fun stuff. Well, Jeremy, unless there's anything else you want to add, I think I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today
on
this edition of Regarding ID Magazine podcast. Again, we've been talking with Jeremy Grant, Senior Vice President and Identity Solutions Analyst at the Sanford Group Companies. Jeremy, appreciate the time.
Hey, my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon, Zach.
Thanks, Jeremy.